This is ICMTU, which is short for I Can't Make This Up, and it's the show about bringing people together from different backgrounds through true stories that have happened in their life. Today's shout out goes to Solita Soap. It's a custom soap brand. They have beard product, pregnancy products. They can be found at Solita Soap on Instagram. Welcome to another episode of I Can't Make This Up, the show about bringing people together from different backgrounds through true stories. I'm your host, AJ Dunk, spelled all caps. You can find me at www.ajdunk.com. From there, you've got my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter. It's all located at ajdunk.com. Shout out to the band Salt Pepper Ketchup for bringing us with that intro, and to my guy Jesus the Bodega Cat for supplying the vocals. Boom! I consider all my guests to be special.
Hey, yo!
Time out of their day. What's up? To be on an episode of I Can't Make This Up. So, guests, if you would, please introduce yourself.
Muy buenas noches, damas y caballeros.
Go ahead, yeah, let's get it.
Whoops, I had that shit set up in Spanish. My fault. My mistake. It happens when it happens. I was just talking to my dad, so I had my setting Spanish. Yeah, so I am Marco. I go by Marco Velli. So there's a ton of things that I do. Like, I'm Mexican, first of all, you know, so I'm representing my Mexican. We call it Puebla York because we're pretty much the backbone of, like, New York, you know, we got all the jobs that nobody wants. Photography, video, comedy, sketches, you name it, I'm there, you know?
Hell yeah.
I can tell you jokes, I can make you margarita. I can do it all. Yeah.
If they're not laughing enough, you'll make a drink for them again. That's so they can start laughing. Give the intro for the people that are Spanish. Come on, we got all type of people. You can get that Spanish intro.
Sí. Sí, damas y caballeros, estamos en vivo y a todo color. Estamos aquí representando a todo Nueva York. Tenemos comedia, fotografía, tacos, burritos, lo que tú quieras. AJ Dunk, thank you for this opportunity, bro.
He has been out here taking pictures. He's probably taking a picture of everybody that has said a joke in New York City in the last 5 years. So make sure that you guys show him some love, support. I'm checking in from Jersey City. Where are you checking in from?
Brooklyn. Day, every day. I wasn't born here, but I was raised out here in them streets, you know? Before it got super gentrified.
Well, I Can't Make This Up, I invite guests here to share true stories that have happened in their life that they cannot make up. Marco here is going to share a true story. Now, while he's telling this story, if you have anything that you want to comment on, feel free. Right down there, type, comment, send. I'm going to be following. I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be following. I'm going to be writing down for my questions once he's done. But if you have a question, a specific question about the story, there's a button down there that looks like this. You press that button and you submit your question. So if you want to know, hey, Marco, has your hair looked like that since the morning, all wet and shiny and cool looking? You submit that question and then we'll ask that question. Do you pinky promise?
It happened on New Year's Eve. Was hanging out with a couple of coworkers that I knew from the restaurant industry, and they each like had like their partner, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm single, and I was single at that time, so I was kind of getting like bored of watching everybody make out in front of me. Plus, it was like 3-4 in the morning. I decided to take the train, go downstairs to the platform to wait for my train or whatever. Across the platform, there's this guy, right? He comes through like this hallway. Right. He's like walking around like a zombie and shit. Look at this fucking guy. Like, you know, like how much did he drink? You know, like what is he on? Is he on fucking drugs or something? Dude, white people, like they do extreme shit, right? Right. Not to talk shit, but you know, they go real. A little bit like, I don't know, man. He was just walking like a zombie and all of a sudden he takes a step back. He bounces off of the wall, bro. And then I'm just looking around like, what the fuck? Is anyone else seeing this shit? Like, and this guy, he falls down into the tracks. Like he fell on I think it was his right knee. As soon as he hit the metal railing, he hit his head. So he was like knocked out. Shit. It's one going downtown Brooklyn and one going uptown to Manhattan, right? Yeah. The people that were next to him just stepped back. People around him were minorities. So if anything, they do not want to get in trouble, because if they stick around, somebody might be like, you pushed them. Can we see your identification? And they don't have one. That's it. That's deportation, bro. Since I saw nobody doing anything, I ran on my side to where there's an emergency button. And I was like, hey, listen, somebody just fell on the Manhattan-bound express track and in queue line. Cut the power or tell the trains to chill, you know, for a bit. Yeah. He was like, oh, okay. I was like, get it together, man. And then something in me was just like, you know what? You already went this far, like, try to see if you can help him out, because no one else will. So then I had to go up the stairs, and I start running. It was cold around that time, so my jacket is like flapping, like if I'm a fucking superhero.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, like, what are you doing, bro? And I knew he was unconscious, right? So I slowly approached, like, whatever, and I'm like, hey, wake the fuck up! Slowly but surely, he gets up, right? Right? I'm like, give me your hand, brother, so I can help you. He realizes what happened, and then he's like, no, 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 no. He's like, let me die.
What?
It's New Year's Eve, goddammit. Somebody must have broke his heart, or some lame shit must have happened, you know? Bro, like, the year just started. You know, we got a whole pandemic, like, ahead of us. I was like, you're not going to die on my watch. Give me your hand, goddammit. I'm telling the people, like, call someone. Call someone while we handle this. All of a sudden, we hear the train from the original side that I was at coming.
Yeah.
I'm holding the guy's hand, and the people are like, let him go, let him go. Because who knows? Because he was stepping on the metal thing, and who knows how the electricity works? You know, I don't fucking know, bro. I was just there like, you know, if we go, I don't know, you're taking me with you, dickhead. Before the train thing happened, he wasn't listening, so I took my phone out, and I started recording him. And I was like, this is a fucking reminder, so you never get this drunk ever again in your life. We cannot pick him up because he's too chubby. Where I was originally at, there was this guy that he noticed the commotion that was going on, right? And he looks at us, and I make eye contact with the guy, and then he just grabs his head like to me, it felt like he was saying, like, not again. He voluntarily jumps into the tracks. He steps on the first metal one.
Uh-huh.
He jumps like an athlete to the second. He doesn't even take his time. He's just like, this is a pressure situation. He's like, jump, jump. He steps onto the electrical railing that has the wooden part. He didn't get shocked. And then he just jumps like right next to the guy. He lifts him up with ease, right? And then me and the other guy pull him up. And he was African American, man. So
nice.
Yeah. And I'm fucking an Aztec warrior, but like he was too big for me, man. I had just recently got my my citizenship, so I didn't want to stick around and like and the popo be like, yo, you pushed them or something. You know how people have bucket lists?
Yeah.
I'm like, let me put that shit in the very top, you know, save someone's life, check, right? The thing about that story is that I've been drinking since I was like 14. like I was like depressed because of the situations of being undocumented and all this stuff. Seeing that guy fall and for him to say like just let me die and all that shit, that was like seriously like a reflection of me. I mean, now I'm good. That shit was crazy.
Wow. Turning into 2020, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe this motherfucker already knew what was about to happen because he was like, nah, I ain't trying to deal with that pandemic, baby.
Yeah. Later on, I was like, yo, that guy would have saved himself, like Kobe's death. You know, like that shit was tragic. And the pandemic, of course. Yeah, life is so weird now.
Yes.
From the other side, I took a photo because I was like, yo, that shit is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And he's looking dead at me. If you zoom in to the shot that I took, it looks like he's just like.
So you were like Batman when you were out there just flapping.
Damn.
And then Black Panther comes out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was some Wakanda tracks. Shit. That was some Wakanda shit. Yeah. Word.
He might work for MTA or he got to do something because that third rail, as a black person, we know, do not hit that third rail. It's always rumors. We never seen somebody hit it, but it's like, don't hit that third rail. So if y'all watching, don't try that shit. I don't care who's down there. Don't try that shit, y'all.
But it's his fault, right? With great power comes great responsibility.
There we go. Favorite person you have taken a picture of to date?
The picture day photos that my daughter took in school before the apocalypse. Them shits were whack. And she's like, yo, dad, why am I paying for like these lame ass shoots if you could do better? And I definitely like photographed her, and we had our puppy there, and the caption that she wrote was like, you know, why pay for school photos when you have an amazing father like me, or something like that.
How would you like the people to remember you?
I just want to be remembered for like doing good deeds and like spreading my vision and art. Really prefer that everybody just be more kind and just do acts of kindness to each other. And this is what you're doing right now is beautiful, you know?
Thank you.
This is great. Like you're uniting people.
Thank you for coming on today, being the guest and sharing that story that you cannot make up, and for being a damn superhero that is showing a face without a mask. Boy, look at that. Look at Joe. This is the superhero in the daytime.
Bro, that shit was crazy because when I started comedy, out of fear of getting like deported, because I started when I was undocumented, I would fucking wear a Mexican luchador mask on stage, yo.
Oh,
yo,
that's why
the Karens are out there, man. If you piss someone off, they'll call fucking ICE on you.
Started realizing that it was your work because I'm like, oh, this is the photographer that wears the luchador mask. I was like, yeah. I don't know what he looks like, but I know his work. I know it. He popped up with the mask.
Luchadors, they go their whole career, like with the mask on. Nobody knows who they are, which is a beautiful tradition. They would just show it with their moves and all that stuff. When I wanted to start comedy and out of fear of like, you know, getting deported possibly out of someone who's hateful, I'm like, you know what? I'll just put on this mask. When I'm done with my set, I'll just remove it and I'll just blend in with the crowd.
Before you get out of here, do you have any last words?
Follow me for your next shoot. It could be a wedding, you know, it could be like a sex tape, you know, just or portraits, you know, you just let me know and I'm here because I'm bored.
All right, Marco, thank you for taking your time to tell that story. Keep being great. Keep doing what you do. Superhero Batman signal.
Yo, take care, bro. Thank you.
Before we get into what we have learned today, we got to take a vote. We always got to do a vote to see. If you believe this story is true, hit me with a all caps. All right? Hit a all caps in the comments. If you do not believe this story, say supervillains rise again. All right? What we have learned today is that protect yourself and trust your instincts. When it's a positive thing and something's pulling you towards it, trust your instincts. We've also got Laughter is Always In Style shirts. That's right. Hit me up if you want to get one. My name is AJ Dunk, spelled all caps. You can find me at www.ajdunk.com. From there, you got my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter. It's all located at ajdunk.com. Make sure you can then tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that you know this friend. Again, my name is AJ Dunk, spelled all caps. Don't forget, laughter's always in style, and Let them know, Ma.